Blog Talk Radio.
But I got the gist of what happened, Beach. I'm not. Testing. testing. 1, 2, 3. How do we feel about this? This is so sad. I don't know, y'all. It seems like some weird stuff going on. It feels like some like weird shit though, right? It feels like something is really weird kind of going on with this situation. And I don't know. What do you guys think?
jump right into 71.
I'm at 80,000 subscribers, dude. What's going on, everybody? Listen. What's going on, everybody? Hello, hello, hello. All right, we got to get into some things, y'all. So it's been a sad current of events right now. Rapper Pop Smoke. I don't know why I'm not getting y'all in here. Let's wait for some people to come in. I'm not seeing y'all. Let's see. What's going on, everybody? If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Oh, child, let me turn my fan on. Hopefully the fan is not too much. You guys will let me know in the comments. But listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Not sure if I said that already, but we are here live with another video. So, well, Pop Smoke was murdered last night, and it feels like a little bit of a setup. We don't have a lot of the details, so I was just thinking that we would all kind of call, and, you know, the call-in number is open, and so I want to know what you guys think. I feel like he was set up. So if you guys don't know who Pop Smoke is or what happened, let me see, do I have his picture? There he is. That's the picture. So this is who he is, and those are his photos. And this was actually the last time that he was actually seen. This is what he had on, all of that, okay? So, yeah, that was the last picture he took, too. And I think it's very interesting that whoever this Mike kid is in the photo with him. Now, people are saying, TMZ is reporting that four masked men. Well, let me just read it, because, child, I'll get up here and start making it up. So it says, this is the update, okay? So sources familiar with the surveillance video tells TMZ that the video shows at least four masked men with hoodies making their way into the house just 10 minutes after people inside the house deadbolted the front doors shut. We're told they did not turn the house alarm on, which made it easier for the home invaders to get inside. And there's this. Pop Smoke posted the address of his home earlier that day. He was showing off gift bags he had received, and one of them had the home's address on it. As far as why he was getting gifts, well, his mixtape had hit number 7 on the Billboard Top 200 chart on Tuesday. So, hold on, let me go to the beginning. And it says the rapper was at home in his Hollywood Hills, in the Hollywood Hills at around 4:30 a.m. when two men wearing hoodies and masks broke into a house. This, according to law enforcement sources. Sources were told the two men fired multiple shots, striking and critically wounding Pop Smoke, then were seen fleeing on foot. So that was all this morning. And that's a pretty sad thing. Now, Nicki Minaj tweeted something very interesting. She said, like, jealousy. Let me read what she said, because I'm not even going to try to pretend like I know exactly what was said verbatim. She said, oh, she changed it. She changed it. Oh, no, she didn't. The Bible tells us that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Unbelievable. Rest in peace. So that was very cryptic. So we don't really know if it was jealousy involved, if it was hate, what it was. But the nigga was only 20 years old. He was just getting started. He wasn't even at the peak of his career. And I believe he was set up and killed. And clearly it had to do with someone that was inside his camp. Like, you guys locked the door shut, didn't set the alarm. However, some men knew exactly where he was at and came up and shot him. Now, this was interesting, too. Like, well, I'm trying to figure out where this man is. I could be off. I don't know. I'm not a detective. But I'm trying to figure out where this Mike man was at. Because I went through the Instagram stories, right? And so this is Pop Smoke's last Instagram post. Basically, I'm assuming that's from the house where he lived. But here's now this is the story of the guy sitting next to him. So this is I'm just going through the story. But then you'll see, like, look, he was there too. So, but he hasn't posted or said anything. So I'm trying to figure out where he's at. Do he know anything? Did he get shot? You know, what's going on with that guy? So I don't know. Call in. Let's get into it. You guys, because y'all be investigating stuff too, so I want to know what y'all think about this whole situation. And if you're interested, I am going to do a reading on it later on my Spirit Lounge channel. So if you guys are interested in like tarot reads or anything like that, I'll be over there doing readings on it as well. So let's call in. Let me know what y'all think. All right. 925-3556. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? What you think about this whole situation?
Man, you know, we see this kind of stuff happen on a regular basis, unfortunately. But
yes.
Did you see the post where, I guess when he was, I think you did, with the gift that he got, and it was like the address was showing on one of the, I guess, the stickers that was on the bag?
Yes, I did see that.
And then I guess it was, he was in the car with all the money. We've seen this happen before. But like you said, where's this other person at? And I think it's real strange that he's making sure that we know that he's nowhere around.
Right. Like, where is he at? He has he posted? Because I've been checking his Instagram.
Right.
Oh, somebody said he posted 3 minutes ago. So let's see what he said. Let me see what he said. Because he said he posted 3 minutes ago. Because I'm like, girl, he should have been posting something by now.
Right.
But again, you guys were there that night. So
right.
My thing, so why aren't you shot? He deleted everything off his Instagram. He deleted everything off his Instagram.
Because people probably hitting him like, okay, so where are you at and did you have something to do with it? Because the first thing I thought about when I seen, like, it looked like he was on a plane or something, I don't know. I was like, damn. It's like thinking about Nipsey all over again because we had that dude that was on Instagram acting like he was the person that took Nipsey from us, but he was posting that he was on the plane and he put the camera towards the window. I'm in Vegas and all this other stuff. So I'm like, is this a setup? Is somebody doing something underhanded because he popping? Like, he really just started like kicking off. He's supposed to be with Pharrell in a couple months and all kinds of stuff like that. But my biggest issue, Armand, is TMZ. Oh, my God. Why do they keep doing this to our people? Why are they posting a video of the EMTs taking him out the house and giving him chest compressions and putting him in an ambulance? We don't ever see them doing that to the white people. I swear they don't.
So, hold on. This is what Mike just posted on his page. He said, "Can't nothing express the pain I'm in. The pain I'm feeling. Just lost my effing brother, my heart, my dog. You guys have no type of sense or sympathy. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all come on here playing investigator, bashing me on the internet. I would never in my life set my brother up. We ate together, broke bread together. This is really my mother's child. I don't got to explain nothing to nobody that don't know me. But for the ones who know me, know when you saw me, you saw Pop. We live in such an effing effed up society. Y'all got to wake up. Just know I got you forever, brother. The truth will come to light. Until then, sleep in peace." Okay, well, say it. Like you said, all of that, but you didn't say shit. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
So, okay, so, you, why aren't you there with him then? And then you deleted everything off your Instagram. That's so weird.
I think, just like he said, like everybody trying to play investigator, that's why he deleted everything, because everybody's coming at him like, where you at? You set him up. So he probably did really just delete everything because of that. But it's just, it's so sad because he really just started popping. I really like his little music. And you said he number 7?
On the Billboard 200, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. We can't have nothing. And it's an Airbnb.
Well, they said it was his house. But who knows? I don't really know. They said that he might have been renting it.
Yeah, it was an Airbnb. I looked it up. It is
Airbnb.
Let me see.
So he was definitely set up then.
So, yeah, because it don't make no sense. You know, Hollywood Hills, they don't have, like, those. It's not a gated community. Anybody can get up there. Everybody you know that's been a celebrity or something that lives out that way, then has some type of robbery or something happened, house got broken into. All this stuff keep happening. And then you got to think, Pop Smoke, not from California, but you got to think, too, if it's not within his camp, you posting all this stuff, people know that you in L.A., it's easy to get up there. Look, the address right there, it's like you just don't know. It's like you don't want to blame him, like, damn, why'd you post that? But, no, it's damn, why'd y'all do that to that man? He only 20 years old.
Well, right. Well, my thing is, because TMZ was also saying that they deadbolted the lock from the inside, and it made it easier for the people to come in. I don't know what that means. Did that mean that they locked the door like it was a, like the party was over? Because apparently there was a party. Like, or did the people inside the house know that this was going to happen?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See,
so it's like this was set up.
Party.
Yeah, it was an event happening that night.
Wow. And he just so happened to be the only person to get shot, and they only seen two people running from. That don't make no sense. Yeah, I think it was some type of setup, and if it wasn't internal, somebody was watching him, and it still could be somebody that knows him that tipped people off, like, yeah, Pop Smoke is over here doing this and that. Yeah, he got bands on him. Oh, yeah, he in Hollywood Hills. You can easily get up in there. You know how niggas are.
All right,
we
let me
will
take
not
some
let
more
each
calls.
Other live.
All right, let me take some more calls, Vu. All right, bye. All right, let's take some more. 931-2044, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on Pop Smoke. You know, it's so unfortunate. Him and I, we actually went to middle school together in Brooklyn, New York. And I remember him, you know, him and I, you know, we weren't friends. But I remember seeing him, and he was such a gentle spirit. And it's just so unfortunate that, you know, that this happened to him. And, you know, it really, this death hurted me just as much as Whitney Houston's death, you know, a few years
ago.
Girl,
you sound like you lying like a motherfucker.
No, I'm dead serious. I did go to high school or middle school with him. Dead serious.
Oh. Okay.
I would not make that up. And this really tore me up. And, you know, he actually went to the same doctor that I was planning on going to, because he had a butt implant put in. And he had a really great doctor. And I wanted to go there, and I wanted to know his doctor.
That's so stupid ass up. She's so stupid. Why do people play games? I hate the internet, yo. I really do. I really do. I'm like, girl, why are you sitting here lying like this? Okay. So this is his Instagram story. So I was just recording the Instagram story because I knew it was going to disappear. So I was. So this is, and that was the last post, but his brother posted that same post. So y'all was there together. Like, that's just so weird to me. So I don't know, y'all. Everybody playing investigator. I feel like he was set up. I'm not really sure what to make of this whole situation. It sounds like a whole complete mess. Let's do another one. 929-8589, you live on the air. Hello? Okay. That call dropped. So the call lines are open, guys. Call in. Let me know what you guys think. Because, again, I don't know what's going on either. I think he could have been set up. I'm just here just like the rest of y'all, getting into some things, okay? I am going to do a reading on this on my other channel, though, because I think it'll be interesting to do a tarot spread on this. So if you're interested in that, visit me at the Spirit Lounge if you would like. And I'll share it once I'm done to the community tab on this page, so you guys will be able to see it for those people that are not subscribers over there. So let's see, let's take a couple more. All right. 773-2212, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I just feel like that number that just called in, or that girl that was playing or whatever, I feel like that they should look into her, because what's your reason of joking about his death?
Okay. Well, she calls in a lot, and she does that stuff, but I understand.
Oh,
thank
so she's
you.
A regular.
Yeah, she does that a lot.
Well, okay, next time she do that, check her location, because I'll be there as myself.
Okay, I'll definitely do that for you.
All
thank
right,
you.
Appreciate it.
Bye, okay. Well, 973-5674, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. So I had actually DM'd you on Instagram. I had sent you the story about the DL thing, but I know probably multiple people DM'd you. But you have to go on Pop Smoke's Facebook story, because he posted another video additional to what he posted on Instagram, and it was a picture of, well, it was a video of him showing his bags, and it had his
mm-hmm.
address on it.
Yeah, we got that from TMZ. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that he posted it on Facebook. So they were saying that maybe someone screenshotted it or zoomed in on the video and then, like, knew where he was at and then came to, like, kill him or something, rob him and kill him.
But at the same time,
no
it's
one
like,
mentioned
how,
the party.
But what about the things? What about the dead bolting of the locks inside the house? That's
yeah.
the only part.
Well, I'm just finding out about that now. But first, they never mentioned the party, which was weird. They just
yeah,
made it seem
so
like
that,
he was just home alone at 4 a.m.
Right, but it was a full on party there. They had like a little
mm-hmm.
event. But see, these are new details that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like he was set up, though. But do you think his brother did it? Like, that's the weird part.
I'm just trying to figure out,
like,
where
is
the brother at, and why are you not? Why has nothing happened to you? Why is how is nobody? So this, and this is just like, so after the whole, so after the party, conveniently after the party, when everybody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you and him, or who else is there? I mean, because I feel like if people are going to shoot, they're going to kill everybody in the house.
They're going to shoot everybody. Yeah, period. And then they said that they reported that somebody called from inside the house to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person was the one that called, like, for help,
right.
called the police. Like, so, like, why would you call someone else before just calling the police?
Oh, yeah, that's weird too.
That's like me calling you, telling you somebody's robbing me, and then you calling
right.
the police. Like, why
right.
wouldn't you just call the police? I felt like that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, but that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I just put the picture up of the address, but that was stupid. But see, I wish he wouldn't have done that
yeah.
because now it can easily be said, well, maybe somebody seen the address.
They could
I just
spin
don't
it.
Think that they, I don't think that that was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because why did
he had a party.
Say, how did they know that the party was over? How did they have the divine
true.
Timing to do that?
And it's like, did they break in or did somebody let them in? Was it any forced entry?
Well, I think it was like some
like,
sort of forced entry, but however, the alarm wasn't set on the house. They didn't
right.
set the alarm.
Like, yeah, that, come on. Like, you're not setting the alarm, and this is an Airbnb in Beverly
Hills? Well,
no,
that's his house. He was renting the house. Like, that's the other part. I don't know where this Airbnb thing got, but they were saying that he was renting the house, like he was staying there. I don't know. But it could have been an Airbnb. I don't know.
Yeah. Child, I don't know. But okay. I'll be watching.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. This is so sad. Anybody else have any other theories? Uh-oh, dang. I didn't mean to do that. So I really don't know what to make of this whole situation. I think it was a setup. Somebody said, where's his security? Why don't these guys ever have security? That's true. Like, I'm trying to figure out where was the brother in this whole thing. You was with him all day. You was with him at night. And so at 4 o'clock in the morning, where were you at? Like, did you leave? Were you not like, nobody went to go check and see if you was there with him? Like, I don't get it. Some people were there that dead, but like, let me read this article one more time from TMZ because I got to make it make sense. The update says, a source familiar with the surveillance video tells TMZ the video shows at least four masked men with hoodies making their way into the house just 10 minutes. After people inside the house dead bolted the front door shut. We're told they did not turn the house alarm on, which made it easier for the home invaders to get inside. That is so weird. It says law enforcement sources tell us there was a party or gathering at the house prior to the shooting. It's unclear what motive the shooters had in showing up at the house. So they had a whole event there. So I don't really know what was going on. So I don't know, guys. I'm going to get out of here. We'll keep watching. We'll keep talking as things come. DM me. We'll talk about it. Follow me on the Spirit Lounge. I'm going to actually put the link of that in the description box if you guys want to come over there. We also have the music show tonight if you guys are interested in that. And I just dropped a video, if you haven't seen it, on the lady who exposed the DL man. So catch up on that as well. So you guys can actually, I'm going to do a reading on them on this one. So you guys can jump over here and subscribe to this channel if you're not over there yet and see the reading. Somebody said, how do they know that they all had partygoers, all of the partygoers had left? Right. How did they know any of this stuff? Very, very interesting. All right, guys. So I'm out of here. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. Have a good day. Be safe out there, people, because it gets real, real, real scary in these streets, man. It's like 2020 is already starting bad, you know? And it's really, really sad. So I love you all. Thank you guys for tuning in. And until next time, keep that same energy, and I'll see y'all soon. Bye.